All right. I'm fucking back, Carl. I don't want to hear you start the pod. Bro. Shut up, dude.
There's something about this fucking dog.
Shut up, dude. We're back. LTBU, episode 17. And people have come back to the stadium to see the guy they came to see, came to listen to, me. Max Air Jordan 1 on the one mic.
What stadium?
We have Carl Cervantes, 15, the number one Roger Lodge super fan, and the number one Glizzy Gobbler helmet nacho combo in Angel Stadium. Then next to him.
I thought you were talking about me this whole time.
I would never talk about you like that. Let me introduce you real quick. Batting third.
He doesn't need an introduction.
Out of Valencia, California.
No, Valencia High School.
Whatever, dude. Out of Valencia something.
Big bag high school.
Popular demand.
DH. Silhouette the same as Mo Vaughn. He hit dingers. Ray.
I'll take it, dude.
Torres.
I'll take it.
What's going on, brother?
Nice to be back.
That was a perfect one-minute intro. I should have done now battings for everybody. But, I mean, I'm glad I did it for Ray. Just for Ray.
That was pretty nice. Thank you.
Some listeners might know Ray. Like, not even, because I heard him on the last two episodes. But even before then, like, they might, some people that maybe have met us up in left field or whatever.
Yeah, I've been around a few
might
times.
Have run into Ray, and he's gotten some trickle-down what's-ups. What's up, because
nice to meet you.
You know. Ray, I think you did a good job while I was gone.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
My shoes are hard to fill. I don't know. I've been busy on a national tour.
Like 16s, dude. You got
sure.
Feet.
But you did a good job. I think the fact that, like, when you guys spent 30 minutes talking about what stands sell what and where you can get
that
this.
Dude, you got a riff a little bit.
I was so mad, but then I realized, I was like, I'm 35 minutes into this.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
That was a pretty enjoyable episode. I mean, I don't have enough.
All right. Give me your Mount Rushmore. Give me your Mount Rushmore of fucking stadium snacks.
I mean, I got beers. I don't really get the snacks.
No,
I remember when
you
the.
You don't really get the snacks.
Set you
I don't
up for that,
really
bro.
Get the
what
snacks.
A motherfucker.
You have to think differently.
What
he
a
set you
motherfucker.
Up
I don't.
He just called you fat. And like
I didn't say that.
Fat.
Yeah, he did. Me
like
Mount
the strongest
Rushmore.
Person in this house.
So
right now.
You go to Angel Stadium and you don't eat?
In a sneaky way.
I don't eat at the
I go and
oh,
I eat.
Oh, you don't eat snacks? Bro, that's textbook.
Whose side are you on?
How do you fall for that? I'm on fucking Ray's side, bro.
How do you. Okay, dude.
I have no intention of eating when I get to the stadium.
Ever. Helmet nachos.
In the past, like.
Tacos,
four seasons, no, no shot.
Wow,
I'm boycotting already. I don't eat at the stadium.
Beers, I've got, yeah, actually, that's not fair. I mean, that's not true. to be fair, I had with Halo Weezy. We split a fucking bag of Cracker Jacks.
I don't know if he's the guy you want to really associate with right now.
Hey man,
can't ever get a read on that guy. Sometimes he's up, sometimes he's down. But you know, I think everyone in Angel's Twitter is like fully on the dark side.
Halo Weezy has a good heart.
He does have a good heart.
I think everyone on Angel's Twitter is like legit now on the dark side.
You know what's crazy, though? I don't know if there's a fan base that's more passionate but will not do shit to anybody in person than the Angels.
I don't know if that's a fucking bad thing or a good thing.
I don't know either. I can't get a read on it. Like, they're like, fuck this, fuck the team. If you're fucking wearing a jersey, you're a fucking idiot. But then in person, like, I'm at
Ren. Hey, can I have that bobblehead?
At Ren Hifo was safe. Like, burner.
God damn it,
hi.
Dude.
Hey, can I have that bobblehead?
This is my first time interacting with someone in fucking 3 months.
Hey, can I have that bobblehead? No, yeah, like I don't. Yeah, Twitter beefs are dumb. I said that, and I mean they're necessary, but they are dumb. But as far as like Angels fans, I said post deadline, like no one's. You shouldn't argue with another Angels fan. Like you both look stupid, and it's like a, you know, I don't know. There's a certain meme to. Something's fighting, and that's basically what it is when Angels Twitter, you know, essentially disagrees with itself. And this person doesn't like this, and they said Ren Hifo should have started, and he hit a home run that day. It's what the fuck do you know? And yeah, so. Or maybe it's a kid who was shit talking another player and said, hey, this guy sucks, and then asked him for his autograph. I don't know. Maybe that's.
Oh, shit. Who was that?
That guy that we saw. I saw him last time I went to say him.
If you can hear who? That panting in the back, it's not me because I'm fat. Thanks, Max. It's
I
the
didn't
dog.
Say that.
Get out.
He's just trying to play.
You don't
with it
get
out.
Snacks, you fucking liar.
I mean, you guys could tell me in the pod if that was fucked up or not. That I don't think that was fucked up because I mean,
I'm not fat. I'm tick.
Everyone you know? That goes to the stadium like gets snacks, and
honestly, don't get snacks. Like to be fair, I don't. I mean, like every time I see a nacho helmet, I'm like, yeah, I probably should have gotten a nacho. It looks tight,
yeah.
But not for the nachos. Like,
so if I get one, you're picking out of it.
I'm cleaning it. I'll take it to the bathroom and wipe it down. No, honestly.
You're cleaning it? That sounded like you were going to fucking smoke the rest of it when I was
He's going to lick the helmet?
I'm cleaning it.
I think it was maybe the third or fourth game we went to this year.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the cocktails, yeah, let's get on this talk about the drinks, right?
I got
the cocktails came in like legit plastic cups. And I'm trying to fight off Max's dog, and I messed up because I'm a playful.
You're gonna get blamed for not eating snacks, and that means the dog wants
exactly.
you.
But anyways, they come in really like the cocktails come in really nice cups, and I told Carl, I'm like, bro, save that cup, do not throw that cup away. And then I went to the bathroom, washed it. We went back to our seats, forgot the cup.
You know what's crazy when they pour your thing, it's obviously they try to sell you the double, right?
They try immediately. So they're like, double.
And they go like. Hey, do you want a single or double? And then you look at the menu, and it's like 16 for a single, 32 for a double. So it's like they try to sell like they're fucking saving you money.
Do you want me to buy? Do you want to buy one or two
you
drinks?
Want,
right
you
now?
Want one? You want one drink, Jesus. Or do you want two? But it's really one. Like
we want enough mixer for one drink and enough alcohol for two drinks.
I think that's one of those things also where, because to go to Angel Stadium, especially something like the product. That we've seen has obviously not been up to par to 99% of our standards.
And the amount of money we spent there.
But you show up and you're like, yo, I need something to drink to watch this fucking team. Like,
yeah.
I can't sit down here and start watching this eighth inning implosion without.
You have to make sure, like, oh, okay, fucking top of the seventh. Like, during COVID, I think that they stopped serving beer, like, around the COVID times, not, like, actually during COVID, but they stopped serving in the fifth.
Oh, my God. Do you remember COVID having to order ahead?
Oh, my. Do you remember that night where we fucking went? Like, people were just, it was so chaotic. I think it was the top of the ninth, and the lady sitting next to us ordered her food at the bottom of the second.
Yeah, and she
and it wasn't ready until the top of the ninth. She's like, what? I'm not going
to. Yeah, but then people got hip to it, and they started ordering, and they would just show the same ticket
from
earlier
in the night.
Same ticket,
and they would just go pick up their shit.
Yep. Seven beers.
The QR code. I feel bad for those workers.
I know somebody here who did that.
Jesus Christ, dude. That was the worst idea.
I didn't say it was you.
I mean, you're a fucking piece of shit. Right when I fucking put my headphones back on. I know someone that did that.
I know someone here. I didn't say it was you.
Nobody fucking did that.
Could have been your dog.
My dog wasn't alive then, dude.
You weren't alone, dude. Other people did that.
I didn't do that.
Your dog
don't
alive,
fucking
whether
say
you did
that
or
I did
not
that,
do
bro.
That. No need feel shame.
If anyone here is going to go back for seconds on the house.
There
I'm
it
not,
is.
I don't want to
fucking see what
I'm
fucking saying.
There's a fat
he
shame.
Asked for it, though.
Jesus
he said,
Christ,
I'm fucking
dude.
Broke boy, Peter Pan, stealing for myself, getting double Topo Cheeks.
Max is hungry because he's on that ACL. He's healing.
I'm
right
so
now.
Fucking.
He has
I was
to cook or fucking
I was going to pitch in and out. I don't know if you guys are
dude
still down, but it's so
right
late. I mean, we're insanely late. So many things to talk about today, though. Shohei Ohtani, UCL, that sucks. Something underrated. That didn't even get talked about, even though in any other day on the planet and any other day on this team, it would be number one headline news.
Mike Trout
just went back to the IL. What the
yeah,
fuck? Nobody,
was that like a
literally nobody. Well, that's a fucking like that's
underground
got that
type shit.
We'll get that later. But that's just got to be like, yeah, we're done. I'm not playing. Like,
Illuminati shit right there.
Had to.
I don't think Illuminati. I don't know. Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
I mean, if there was like baseball conspiracy theories, this would be one of them.
Mike and Maui have the same number of letters.
Then we got the
so
unreal that you brought that up. Now you have to donate $10.
Oh, that's fine.
Sure.
That's how much seconds at the stadium would have cost. So
anyway, I don't even know. That's how much seconds at this. What does that even mean?
Seconds on snacks.
Way more than $10. CJ Wilson tweets. Those are fun. And then Ohtani UCL. We suck. Mariners are good.
You want to start with the CJ shit?
Not really.
But, like, it has to
sure,
be.
Sure, I guess. I mean, those tweets are, like, kind of funny.
But, like, what's your stance on it? Because he was tweeting, like, if he was an oppressed teenager.
No, like,
brother, you make 30 mil a year.
I mean, dude, it's $1 billion franchise. Like, let's get a fucking treadmill, yeah?
Okay.
I'm on the player side.
I
get it. They're not asking
how
for
how many
fucking,
times was Albert going to use that treadmill?
They're not asking for flat screens here.
He
they're
might
asking
have used
for,
it if they
like,
fucking brought
it. It doesn't matter. If they he say, give me a fucking Theragun, and they're like, no, and, like, dude. This is what he asked for. You really like that. I know it's probably not, but that really could be a reason why the fuck he sucks so bad towards
Albert.
The later on in his career. Like, if I told you, okay, we can get him this treadmill and he'll extend his prime a little bit longer, like, wouldn't anybody say yeah?
I think that's what probably everybody just assumes, that every organization kind
of
caters to their players.
One
like
of the
that.
Things, sorry, one of the things too is like, how I'm trying to put myself in the mind of someone who would then shit on. CJ Wilson got a lot of money.
But
a lot.
So
I'm trying to figure out why, when the Angels are doing, you know, arguably, maybe not the worst in franchise history, but of late, it feels like a really shitty time. Like, why are you piling on now, dude? Like, what the fuck's your problem? Like, the Angels are already down. What the fuck? We don't need your extra jabs, you fucking, like, yeah, you're cool. You didn't, nice car dealership, loser. Like, I don't know.
Does he have a car dealership?
I just don't like these, like, guys. Shit. Like, there's like, three guys in the Angels, like, you know, like,
name
in the Angels world, like, Gooby,
name
Vlad, and, like, fucking, Gooby, Vlad, and, like, fucking,
oh,
Benji.
I thought you were going to say guys that talk shit. I'm like, oh,
no,
yes.
Like,
yeah,
these guys list? Are, like, the only ones that, like, wow, why the fuck are, or, you know, Darren Erstad, sorry, he's on there. But, like, why the fuck are we giving respect to CJ Wilson, bro? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. You I don't mean, think like, somebody what do you mean? Like,
who the fuck is you, bro? Like,
to, yeah.
Like, who are you, bro?
Oh, shit. Then, Drake? Was that a little
obviously,
Drake?
It's like, then we have Trout, we respect Ohtani. But it's like, I'm not respecting these guys that just came and went, like, just because, like, you got to give me a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Hermosillo, nicest guy. Was he fucking Babe Ruth at the plate? No. Was he fucking Willie Mays? No. Nicest guy. Respect earned. Respect given. These other guys, though, like Carl, right now, if something bad happens in a restaurant industry, are you going to be like, whoa, when I was there,
yeah,
we never got our tips on time, so I can see why the fuck did, like, dude.
Might have pressed the button right there.
When things are going well, I don't remember you saying shit, and now you want to fucking pile on. Whatever. Oh,
when I... One time I got a fake 100 in my tips, and I had to go talk to the manager or, like, the boss, and I was like, hey.
What do I do?
I got a fake 100. Like, I don't. And he, like, thought I was lying, and I was like, bro, if I was going to scam you.
Scammer.
Like, you think I would do it for $100?
For $100?
How much more could you do
it
for?
I make five of these
a
night.
Bro, I'm at the fucking register every day. Like, there's like, a fucking till every day. Like, if I was going to scam, I would scam a little more than $100.
Now that we don't work there anymore, I would say I would be just charging people for drinks and not putting them in the fucking POS. Guaranteed to win and never gotten caught.
I did that at a movie theater. But it's because it had to round up. Like,
you used to work at a movie theater?
Yeah, if you got popcorn, slushy, and something else, it was 25 even. Sometimes people would pay cash. I'm like, mine.
Give me that.
Mine.
Yeah. See? When you're a kid coming up like that.
Yeah, I was like 18.
I always thought that would be a sick job. How was that movie theater job?
Mid.
It was mid?
Mid.
I don't know. I mean, that's... I feel like you're not being fair about that.
The thing that pisses me
you
the fuck
sweep
off.
Sweep up popcorn, dude. Like, it's not.
I just thought it'd be
impressive.
Sick. Like, I feel like you become like this tiny little fucking
yes,
unit.
Mid,
you
yes,
went out after.
Yes,
like,
late shift, fucking 2 to 3 in the morning.
Everybody's fucking for
what
sure.
What the fuck? We did go out a lot. We went to the Applebee's at
knew
the block.
It. Knew it.
So yeah.
The thing that pisses me off the most about that fucking, and granted, you might be on the other side because this is like you're that kind of person.
Oh great.
But when CJ Wilson is like, they didn't have breakfast, like, shut the eat a fucking, make overnight oats, dude.
Yeah, I am on the other side there.
Like, hey, you need to provide breakfast for us?
Brother, like, you go to a Chase Bank fucking company meeting, they have breakfast. Like, you can't give me breakfast at, this is the athletic baseball team. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Who will say, I mean, like, you've, athletic. Obviously, I can't relate to, like, baseball talk, but, like, as far as what you hear about, like, that. Fuck, these fat jokes are gonna change it. We were just talking about
dude,
it.
I'm gonna
get
canceled.
I showed a fucking picture to Max when he was fucking. It was like 2018. I'm like, hey, bud, a little different, my guy.
All right, my bad.
Anyways,
so that was low hanging fruit. My bad.
But like when certain like any like professional athlete, but NFL players, like some of them don't eat at the team facility. Like they bring their own shit.
But it's available.
But it is. Yeah, I guess it is available.
That's the number one
but
thing.
CJ
like,
Wilson is just some fucking broke kid trying to make the roster. Like he can fucking go. I don't know. It's a double-edged sword.
The white guy, bro.
I can't fathom what has to go on in your head for you to be like, didn't have breakfast.
Either way, you're wrong.
It's like, well, if breakfast is that important, get
you
it.
You remember when like someone toured Angel Stadium, and like there was like I don't know who it was, but they were like watching film or something. Someone was touring the stadium, and you could see coaches like watching film or something, and there was like a root beer. And people were like, oh, these guys drinking on the job.
Wasn't that in the cages?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this kind of reminds me of.
I just don't, yeah. But how as an ex-baseball player that made millions and millions of dollars, are you like, now's the time to go bad on the team that I was on 11 years
the
ago?
Angels paid him a lot.
It's been 11 years. Fuck.
Like, dude, like, come on. And it's not like, and I get it. Okay, you win a ring for us, say whatever the fuck you want. Like, you, like, bro, you didn't do shit. Yeah, you're. Whatever. Like, it's just not... like
that's kind of worse. Like,
I don't know.
Mad. I kind of get mad when, like Weaver kind of says shit sometimes. And it's like, bro, they treated you like fucking royalty. I don't know what you're crying about. Like
that, true.
Dude. They literally... He's like a
they
fucking...
They still do.
Yeah.
Bro, he's literally like a saint. He could do no wrong.
That was going to be my next question.
He's like the guy is like, why aren't we together? Well, it's like, it's because you.
Like, who can come back and get treated like that? You said your list earlier.
You think
like
Weaver's going to wear Air Forces?
See, Weaver's the one where like, go to Foot Locker? Dude, like, I would love to fucking respect the fuck out of him if I just knew it wasn't going to get met with like, I don't know what it's going to get met like. Like, I would prefer it be like, oh, cool, man. Thank you. Like, whatever. But I doubt that it'll be that simple.
You remember when?
Like, there's something up. Like, I don't know what, but I can't read him, so.
I mean, I think it's a little bit of, like, obviously arrogance, because he was pretty good for a long time. I would be, too. Yeah, he was pretty good for a long time, and he was obviously the guy. But also, like, I don't know, what did he really, and this is crazy, me talking shit about my own team, but, like, what did he accomplish? Like, a couple division titles? Great.
I mean, playoff, again, he just went to a playoff game. Ray, just pull his red leash and he'll get off.
So you said something about which players come back and have juice.
Yeah, who could have that juice? I know Salmon's there all the time.
Yeah, but even but he's an employee. He said, this is where kind of this thought started. He said some bullshit.
Oh, yeah, you were really mad about that.
He said some bullshit that was like, and then I was just like, what the fuck? We're just supposed to agree with this because he said it? Like, what the fuck? Like, no, like that's. So Nolan Chanuel, again, a guy we drafted 2 weeks ago, he got called up. Insane. I probably would have liked this more if I would have said he was going to get called up. I didn't, so because I didn't think there's no way they were going to do that again. He blocked a fucking first base bouncer, right? Like I don't even know. Like took his eyes off it at the last second, and like it goes to second base. Ellie's safe.
He was rattled because Ellie's fast.
I mean, that's so stupid, dude.
No, I know that. I'm just saying like that's so what it dumb. Like.
The fact that he and no. Whatever, you say he was rattled because Ellie's fast, fine. He said Tim Salmon said every first baseman on this roster would be rattled by that, and Ellie would have been safe no matter what. Like, okay, Thanos, in every fucking like situation, he would have been safe. Jared Walsh gloves that, and he's in the dugout before Ellie touches first. Like, what are we talking about? Every first, like, I get it. You want to make him feel better? Sure. But, like, dude, don't fucking say every guy's going to fuck. CJ Cron barehands that and walks to the bag.
Yeah, CJ Cron needs to be on the field, though.
Again, like, semantics, but...
I know that. It's just hard because... And granted, I don't fault Nolan in any of this because he has no business being up.
I do. It's a ground ball. Field it.
No, I know that. But he's been having a lot of, like, little fuck-ups here and there.
Sure.
And it's like...
He gets on base, though.
It's like if you're...
It's literally the Moneyball meme.
But it's like if a UFC fighter is scheduled to fight this guy, and then like the guy drops out, and you take that guy's spot on like 3 day notice, and you just get knocked out first round. It's like, yeah, I'm not even supposed to fucking be here, bro. Like,
but I mean, you are here though.
I know that, but it's hard because with him, he's getting. I don't even know if he's getting a lot of shit, but he's just doing a lot of dumb fuck things.
He was getting praised the other night. He got on base 8 times in 2 games. That's insane. But we're talking about like I get it, and I get what you're saying. Sure, he has to face Garrett Cole, and he has a 7-pitch at bat and ends up striking out looking. Fine. Like, I literally don't care. It's a fucking ground ball, dude.
Yeah, the Salmon shit was stupid.
And how many times are we going to say nerves? Like, and this one, I'll give him nerves, bro. He was literally playing college ball 3 weeks ago. I'm a fan. I want to see him do well. I hope he's the first baseman of the future.
His first game back was the extra innings ones, right? The
10th. Who?
Oh, boy. What's his name?
Oh, the game that he got called up?
Yeah, that was his first game. Was the 10th extra innings game.
No, you're thinking of the other guy.
But I'm saying, like, how many times are the Angels going to have, like, what guy?
That was his first game on the, like, first game on the team? On the roster.
Oh,
like,
on it was
first game he got pulled up.
When we lost in 10?
In the 10th, yeah.
Who was that versus?
Tampa.
Anyway. Tampa went to extras, yeah.
Anyway. I mean... Jordan Adams didn't have a great debut, and I know we haven't really talked about that, but that wasn't fun.
He made his debut in Atlanta though, right?
And
he played like three times.
Detroit maybe, like
I think it was in Atlanta, and he played like 3 times.
Yeah, but remember then everyone's like, "Oh, nerves, nerves, nerves," and now it's like, no. Just
at what point does it become
really doing that good?
At what point does it? And obviously, you look at any organizational rankings, and we're 29th or 30th, so. At what point does it become like just a top down thing? Like
it's been that. We've known this.
But I'm saying at what point does it not get addressed? Like how do you just, I don't know, I guess, yeah, people say already sell the team, blah, blah, blah. But, like, how can you consistently just be like, yo, we have guys that come up and they're, like, some guy on the Dodgers today.
Fucking, you guys don't think about what it would have been like if you fucking sold in the summer.
I do. I think about it all the time.
And it could have been like the Mets, right? Look at the Mets. They sold and look where they're at. And, like, man, we got them tomorrow. I don't think it would have been like that. But, I mean, it could have been just this bad as well. But it's...
At least with the Mets, it was exciting for, like, 3 weeks to be a fan. They're like,
this, yeah,
we're about to do that shit.
Yeah. But, nah, I don't know. Like, those conversations really drained me because it's like, sell the team. And it's like, what billionaire is going to buy this and then not try to make money the same way Artie's making money? Like, there's just, it doesn't make sense to me, but.
Can you think of an owner that purchases a team and then has, like, relatively immediate success?
Watch the football team this year, baby. Oh,
they're cooked.
No, yeah, I don't know.
Bro,
I don't,
the football team plays the Cardinals.
Inter Miami? I don't know.
They play the Cardinals on opening Sunday, and, like, I just can't think of. That game's going to have 17 viewers.
Yeah, dude.
Commanders, Cardinals?
Yeah.
That might insane. Be a fucking fantasy game to watch, though.
I'm not watching a second of that game.
That's, bro.
That might be. Connor might go off a little bit.
He's that one's going on red James zone, Connor, brother.
And then McLaurin.
Bro, I would literally rather
McLaurin
watch.
Got hurt.
I'd rather watch hurt? Swamp yeah. Kings.
Turf toe.
I'd rather watch Swamp King. Yeah, because they want to play their fucking starters all game.
Oh, yeah, but that was fucking turf toe. I think the doctor.
Well, turf toe has kept guys out for, like,
I know, half but I don't think it's. Hey. I think they kind of downplayed it. I think, or not Michael downplayed Thomas? It. I think they kind of just said, like.
Maybe this will just be a football podcast. No, fuck, I don't even care. I honestly don't even care about baseball anymore.
We got fucking 14 days until
we got USC in 2 days. We got fucking 14 days until the fucking. Oh, by the way, if I have week one here, you're invited.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I told you. You are. Well. Whatever, I extended the invite. I don't go.
But I appreciate it. Is this couch not open for every other Sunday after that?
Maybe we could figure something out. I'm sure there's a couple Saints games where you can come help.
Yeah, but the rule is
they're all 10 o'clock in the morning.
The rule is you have to go to week one to have.
I don't know
access to the rest. Of the
it's kind of like a BOGO, but you got to be here.
First. I'll cash in.
No, I'm not tripping. I wish I could be with you, but I understand you have duties. That
Shohei Ohtani playing for the Rams. fucking
yeah, dude.
Speaking of football, baseball, I said this on Baseball's Dead, so if you listen to Baseball's Dead, you're just going to hear this again. Like, they really might just give Shohei the fucking running back treatment. Now that with the torn UCL, they might just give him the fucking
Jonathan Taylor
Saquon Barkley fucking treatment. Bro. I would just be like, yeah, dude.
Zero value.
What was it? It's like, I want 8.5. We'll give you 8.6. Deal. Thank you. Like, it's like, all right, dude. Like, I don't know. I know some. Like, I feel like this UCL thing really, like, pushed the Dodgers off. Because they're not in the business of, like, but they're that one friend that it's like, hey, you want to buy this used couch? And they're like, no.
No, I do not.
No, I do not. I want the new couch, brand new, that I'm going to get and finesse on my own. And then you do have those friends that are like, hey, let's get the bargain chaise. Let's clean it up. And then fuck, you know.
Drifters, dude. Hey,
the fuck is a chaise?
You don't know what that is? Like, I think it's like the end part of the couch or an island that you put your feet
on. A chaise?
What is that?
It's a chaise.
Oh,
it's
not. What is this, a fucking IKEA pod, bro? What the fuck am I supposed to know, bro? You dumbass, bro.
It's a chaise. It's that thing right there.
I had to go to Chase Bank after this to get some fucking money.
That's my
NFL. I thought we were drinking a la Chaise.
That's my NFL fantasy team. JB Mixon Chase Bank.
Jamar Chaise with the 40-yard reception.
Jamar Chaise. That might be a good one. I like that. That's a good one.
Jamar Chaise.
Is there a Chase baseball player?
JC Chaise. Isn't that dude from fucking
Shaz? Shaz McCormick?
I like that shit. Shaz?
I just found out that this thing is called a Lazy Susan.
The ones that spin are Lazy Susan.
That's just a centerpiece. Bro, what the fuck kind of name is that?
That's just a centerpiece, but a Lazy Susan is a thing.
Bro, some girl named Susan showed up in 1831.
She's like, can you pass the salt? Don't worry about it.
Dude, football.
What the fuck is this?
Football pod, IKEA pod. Baseball pod.
Just a live pod, dude. Let's vent.
Yeah, so Shohei getting hurt with the UCL, I really think that's going to back some guys off.
So I do have an honest
I really
question.
Think like some of the upper echelon teams are going to be like, okay, like the Braves, I think, will still be in.
Speaking of upper echelon, though, and this is going to be fucked up because we know what he is. We know what he's done for us. Yep. Great. I love him. I love you forever,
Shohei. We're on the same page right now.
What do you think he could have been if he went to an organization that knew how to develop players?
You're fucking stupid, bro. What more would have happened? He's batted his whole career, protected by Mike Trout. What the fuck more could, like, what else could you get? Where else could you put him?
He did this with a pathetic developmental team.
I mean, maybe a couple playoff series wins. That's the only.
You
thing
don't think he would have got a series by now?
I'm saying a couple series. If he was on like a competitive team, like he would have like an NL-ALDS.
No, I'm talking about the show.
Personal accolades, like home runs.
He's already so fucking good. What if he went somewhere that knew how to make good players?
Mm. I mean, I feel
what would that have to be?
I feel like he's kind of running the show on this. I don't think it's anyone.
You don't think they're?
I don't think there's anyone out there just itching to be like, oh, if I got my hands on him, he'd fucking
pitching wise. You don't think people could help him with shit?
Yeah, I guess, but he's already like Cy Young pitcher.
He'll like, be like a fucking 2.3 ERA.
So yeah, he would win. So one extra Cy Young, which I guess would be crazy.
He's never won any though.
Like, I'm saying people already give him credit for that, like. Cy Young, you don't even need to win it. You just need to, like, be in the category. Mm. I mean, winning it is cool, yeah, but, like, you're in the conversation. Like, people are always going to remember that. Oh, remember Alek Manoah? He was in the Cy Young running.
To share.
And now he's on the pod.
How many snacks do you think Alek? Oh, my God.
Dude, that went over his head. That went over your head, too, for a second.
How? I was busy thinking about how many snacks he gets at the stadium.
That fat boy.
I'm thinking about fucking him. And
each one of us at this table is fucking Tick Boys. I'm just letting you guys know.
Oh, great.
We're all fucking 220
plus. This guy's so fast to fat shame. Tick Boys, dude. It's fucking crazy. And then he's like, what size shirt is that?
Exactly. That's a 2X. Max is wearing a fucking 2X and it's getting there, kid.
Oh, what are you? Oh, so what are you going to high shame me now? There, fuck you, bro.
No, I'm talking about that tick. I'm wearing a 2X too.
I'm done with
you. I'm wearing a 4X.
So kind of, okay, so I thought we were on the same page. What I'm thinking, more conspiracy wise, the news break for the UCL, do you think that it was Angel's staff kind of like, all right, it's the end of season, likely not making playoffs?
No, because he came out like the second inning.
No, I'm saying the breaking the news. Like him getting hurt is one thing, but I'm saying immediately day after UCL's fucked. Do you think that it was...
No, it was in between the games.
Kind of like a coup against Ohtani, like we're going to drop your value right now.
Yeah, the running back treatment.
Yeah.
That basically, that's what you're trying to go Taylor out, right?
has a bad back.
It's like Jim Irsay. Jim Irsay, like, well, he's going to get what we give him.
The MLB
like,
will be here after Shohei and will be here after me.
Bro, Jim Irsay has never been closer to like a...
That guy's a Shohei demon,
really,
dude.
Shohei really might talk, be like... No bullshit. Like, I'm thinking you just said the MLB will be here after. Like, I don't think...
You think
I don't think we're ever
going to
end? We're never going to see a pre-Shohei MLB again. This is like some Hunger Games Katniss Everdeen shit.
And then the league's going to crumble after this?
I mean, post-UCL...
Voice crack elite.
It did. You fucking heard that? If that kid hears this, I'm going to be so fucking mad.
Jesus, dude. There it is.
I'm on perks, bro. Chill.
He's back.
I'm on perks, chill. If this fucking guy, like pre-UCL, $600 million guaranteed.
Yeah,
10 years, whatever.
For sure.
Post-UCL, injured, I see him. Like, okay, so I'll say this.
The 430s like Trout?
Before UCL, there was 30 teams interested in re-signing him. Mm. Right? Maybe not 30, 26.
In signing him.
A's, Kansas City, Washington, they know they have no chance. They probably weren't going to make a pitch, right? Maybe they did. I don't know. I don't know why you would waste your time. That number, let's say it's 26, right? I'm going to leave out the Tigers, A's. No, I'm not going to. I'm going to leave out the A's, Royals, Nats, and fucking like.
Give them 30 at least, bro.
You think the A's are making a pitch?
Oh, teams.
You think the A's are making a pitch? There's 27 teams pre-UCL that won.
When is when's the stadium in Vegas going to be done? 2027?
Whatever. They're not going to. They're not even going to make
a
pitch.
They'll have them by the end of his career.
They wouldn't even make a pitch.
A Vegas team, they're definitely picking up Ohtani at some point.
Anyway, there was 20. Let's say, okay, I'm going to say 28, right? 28 teams that wanted them pre-UCL. Yeah. I don't know what that number is, but it's less than 28 right now. A lot of GMs have been like, oh, fuck. Like,
but you also
take
have to
them
look
off
at,
the watch list.
Think of the teams that are also secretly like, oh, cool. Now we can try to get him as only a hitter. We don't worry about this pitching
get
bullshit.
Him for cheap.
And then we're like, that's probably what teams wanted beforehand. Think about what the reason he came to the Angels historically that's been said is that they said he's going to get free reign on both sides, right?
Okay, and now it's more limitations that teams are going to put on him. You can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. He's going to say, well, you know who will let me do this? The Angels.
That's true.
So then, yeah, then he just fucking signs
just
back.
Stays
that's
here.
What I'm saying. So what is used to? My guess is he signs here short term. I don't know. And it is a bitch. I'm hurt right now. So I know how long it's going to take me to get to the top of the pennant. I was going to enter my free agency year in beer league.
Yeah, you've been on free agency since like 2017.
So I was going to enter my free agency, and I was going to go sign with whoever I wanted. I got hurt, And now my goal is to get back to that point where I had just enough left. Can Ohtani even get back to this point where if he said trade me at the deadline, insane leverage, 100% he's getting traded. Is he ever going to have that kind of leverage again? Nope. Like,
you not know, unless he has
I mean, a season again. Is he ever going to be this coveted ever again?
The highest value.
Which I think he will.
I don't think that's out of the question.
For sure.
The highest value he ever had was last year trade.
No. I'm not talking about value. People wanted him
the trade this year. I'm saying the highest trade value he's ever had was last year.
Nah, but I don't care about that shit. I don't care if it's like we got 10 prospects versus we would have got six. Like, that doesn't matter.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, he's saying about, like, the type if of we were to move him, we would get the most last year.
Yes.
No, okay, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he is the best baseball player he's been this trade deadline.
Yes.
That you would have gotten offers regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe like whatever. You're not getting 12. You're not getting 8 prospects. You're getting 4. Like whatever.
Well, yeah, this year's like, well, fuck. Is he going to replicate last year? No way. And then he fucking did, and he did more. Like, so, yeah, you're right. He's at his peak.
So, yeah, next year he's just. This year, I mean, he's playing, dude. Like, I don't know. I hate when people talk about Shohei and those guys. Like, it's just such a – I'm so numb to it, and it's like we all know how good he is. We all know how great he is. Let's just enjoy it, right? Like, he's great. You don't have to fucking stroke him off every tweet.
The elbow shit is crazy, though, because, like, look at Bryce, bro.
But
– like, Bryce had to learn a new position.
But
– what if he becomes an outfielder?
But
– fuck. Torn hamstring.
This guy's cut from a different cloth. And I think everybody knows that. And no, it's not a hot take. It's not a fucking scorch. He is cut of a different cloth. And this just, bro, you tear UCL. How many guys are packing it up? In this season that the Angels are having, who's packing it up? Everybody. I'm packing it up.
I mean, Mike Trout. It's fucking.
Oh, that's bold.
His hand?
Bold. But some people are saying.
I mean,
bold.
My only.
I'm not saying
my
that.
Only problem, though, is that we should have this same.
We've had this same conversation. Come on.
We used to have the same conversation about Trout, cut from a different cloth. This guy's a gamer. This guy, this and that.
And maybe, and he was when he came back from that thumb injury. He
fucking ran back to the four.
Right? When he came back from the thumb injury, that was kind of his time. Like, maybe if Ohtani's older, he doesn't finish out the season. But, I mean, you can't be mad at Trout. He probably got advice to, like.
Ohtani's 29, okay. though. Like, 29 and 31 is not that different.
So we could talk about it now. The underrated news that happened, right? Since we're talking Shohei UCL. And it sucks. The guy lost like $100 million plus, like.
For sure.
Over, I don't want to say overnight, over the day.
Going from 700 to 600 million.
He's not getting 600.
I don't know.
He's not getting 600. Who's going to pay him 600? Besides Angels.
Where do you see it then?
UCL, Tommy John shit is the. Shohei's the best player he's ever been. Technology's the best it's ever been ever.
He's going to do the Carlos Correa thing.
Carlos
4 years, but he has an opt out after every year.
Isn't that Bauer shit?
He had a 1 year. He had multiple 1 years, I guess, with an opt out. Yeah, but Correa is the one that has it. Where he was going to go, he was going to leave the Twins, and then he failed his physical. He's going to do some Correa fucking every year. I want to opt out, so he's going to get like a 7 year deal with a player opt out every year. Like, and the Angels should give it to him, and that's fine. And are they going to overpay for a DH? Probably, yeah. But. There is a scenario where I think if the Angels don't offer him, if the Angels are like, nah, it's too much money for me, like, which would be shocking. Like, he'll find a home, don't get me wrong, but it might not be like the first 10 clubs that come to mind.
Where would you rank the fucking earthquake, like the earth shattering news that it would be among like the early retirements or like trades? Where would you rank if Shohei said, hey, I've done enough here, like I'm going back to Japan?
Retirement. If he retired, I don't think he would.
What if he's like, fuck, I know, but hypothetically, he's like, hey, I did enough here. I'm already the best player of all time.
That'd be number one.
I'm going to leave while I'm up.
It'd be number one, yeah. It would be worse than Barry, worse than Megatron, and both all your teams.
Because I.
Worse than Bo.
Don't say all your team.
And that was three players. Your team.
Two.
Three.
Two.
If this scenario happens, it's three, buddy.
Fuck you.
So you're not going to dodge that bullet on this scenario and say no.
Because I have, so we have family friends that moved to Japan for work. He told me that it's literally like, he's Jesus there.
Fuck.
It's Jesus here.
But I'm saying like he said when they won the WBC, like, they had to close streets and shit. They had to, like.
So it's like, messy.
He also said that.
Saw that house?
He also said that he was at work. And so, like, he was in his office. And the TV to the right, because over there, I think it was like 3 PM when they won it. So he said he was in his office, and they had the TV. Obviously, the game was on, but the office, like to the right of him, had a TV on. That TV was like 2 seconds ahead.
Fuck.
So he's seeing Shohei. He's seeing Shohei on the mound, and he just hears, "Yeah!" And Shohei hasn't even thrown the fucking pitch yet. And then he fucking That's throws fucking a pitch dude. And strikes out IL boy.
That happens at Mike's house. You remember, like watching football.
Oh my god, the worst.
The other living room. Shut up.
Yeah, the worst. So,
yeah, I mean, I agree. Breaking news: Shohei's a god.
I agree with their sentiment. I know.
Okay, Ben Verlander, good call.
No, but you're undervaluing what I'm saying. Like,
no, I'm not. I definitely understand.
Here,
we've never seen anyone like that here. Maybe like Tebow.
That would be a wild I'm just move. Kidding.
Not Tebow.
No. Yeah.
Probably Messi in Argentina.
Swamp
right?
Kings.
Speaking of that, have you guys watched the Florida documentary on Netflix? Yeah. I haven't watched it. I'm gonna start it tonight. Hopefully, I'm home before 1 o'clock.
I loved you in it.
I'm in it.
Pouncey,
you're your twin.
Pouncey,
Aaron Hernandez.
You're the Pouncey. Wow. You're one of the Pouncey brothers.
Wow. His brother not doing too hot either.
Nope. Bro, they tried so hard to keep him out of that shit. Like the way they cut so strategically.
His brother or Aaron?
No, Aaron.
Like, oh, rest in peace, dude.
Not Jesus really.
Christ, no.
Fuck. Bro, he was a bad guy.
As a football player,
he killed people.
I would at least like ever like I wish it was just over something. Like, over something else other than... It
could have been CTE.
Stepped on my J's.
But we won't know.
What was it? Like, he sold drugs or what was it?
Well, dude,
he was just a part of the... Like, he was with the wrong people.
But it's, like, over nothing.
But he got out, and he's like, just wanted that life.
He wanted that life. That's what it was.
John Morant, baby.
So...
God. Like, okay. I mean, he was actually hard,
though. Dude, this hockey player on the Avs, he's a Russian guy, and he went back to Russia. He has all these AKs and shit.
And hey, like, every Russian ever?
Yeah, I'm saying he posted on IG like with his Mercedes or whatever, and he's like this avalanche. This guy had like a weird end to a season. Like, he's the reason that they lost to the Kraken for sure, because he was on the team and then he got caught with like a drunk hooker in his room. Yikes. And then they ended up.
Any other way to have a hooker?
He ended up having to go home drunk. And then like they ended up losing the
Sex
series.
Workers.
Insane. So he posted a picture of like this gun and like all the comments is like John Morant's going nuts right now. It's fucking, he wanted to be him so bad.
Hockey is much more like, so since there's a lot of obviously Eastern European influence on the game, and obviously most of the team is like Eastern European, since that lifestyle is much more, I don't want to say normalized, but like they literally have to fight to survive, so they're all strapped.
Mm-hmm.
Do guys you don't know about that?
Go ahead. I get what you're saying.
Do guys get in trouble for that shit in the NHL or like?
Nah, it's weird. It's the most like geopolitical sport right now, I think, because the whole Russia shit. So it's like guys can't even go back to like, if whatever you say you played Canadian football and like off season you wanted to fucking come home to Orange County, you could easily do that, no problem. These guys like in the off season want to go back to Russia, they just can't go.
That's wild,
insane, and that's like
10%. Say hey, come enlist
10%, and they do this thing too where like, and I think Artie should do this, where like Artie should have like a celebrity Angels game, and like you just have to pitch a meatballs, and if he gets a grounder, you have to like get thrown out or else you die.
Jeez.
And that's what basically the Putin does. He plays hockey. This guy had like 10 points in a game. No one else is trying. Ovechkin's like dishing him like sick passes, and he scores, and he thinks like, I don't know if he thinks, but he's fucking like celebrating like he won the Stanley Cup.
It's like
that's
like
nobody's. It's Messi in the MLS, legit.
It's like Kim Jong in the interview when they're playing basketball.
Yeah, legit,
dude. Having that's wild. Imagine living like that, a dictator. Like that's a real life. That's not like a scripted thing.
Imagine not shitting
or that. I mean, insane. Same thing. No butthole.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know how this got to North Korean politics. Over Shohei's UCL.
That tells you about the Angels. Fucking
yeah, man. Literally anything else.
Situation.
Yeah, insane. So I don't know. I think it's it sucks. It's unfortunate, and he lost a ton of money in that. I mean, but hey, man, the offseason went from grim to like might not be that bad. We might get him back, like legit.
Could be. Yeah.
Do you think we get him back? He's gonna be. Is there a world that exists that he's just like super resentful and like?
I don't think he has it in him.
So he's mad at us?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Because no, did you hear the shit about allegedly that the team might have known?
That he had a UCL?
They're saying allegedly the team might have known that something was up.
No, oh, I believe
no
that.
Way.
No,
there's no way. How would they have known?
I mean, we were talking about it earlier, like the whole if
the
there was
legit
baseball.
Jim Irsay shit.
No, I mean, if we're on a playoff run right now, like we're fucking in the shits, I don't think they're pulling him or they're figuring something out. But, I mean, what are we... 11
to not
games
tell
back
him
now?
This far out, like, of the playoffs, it, like, that would be some... If Shohei Ohtani sued the Angels, like, that might be the death of the Angels. How many, half the fan base is going to side with Ohtani?
To that level? I don't know if it's
that. Because there's some storylines. They might
have been downplaying it up until this
point. There's some storylines where, like, the like, Angels fans will side with the Angels, and then there's other ones where, like, they'll side with the players. I don't think there's any storyline that, like, negatively impacts Shohei where they'll have anybody backing them up.
Oh,
like, everybody's going to be on Shohei's
side. If the situation was where it was torn and they didn't tell him and they downplayed it, yeah, dude, 100%.
I don't know how you prove that.
I don't know.
I almost feel there's nasty. No way. I feel gross saying it. Like, there's no way. I don't even want to think
about
that.
I know, that's a reality.
I'm going to say no. There's no way they did that.
Yeah, I don't think that's true at all. But do I think that there's a reality out there where he might have downplayed it?
That's a good, like, story. No, because he's pulled himself before.
Yeah.
He's pulled himself before, so for him to, like, not play, like, really has to be bothering him. Tie game, bottom of the ninth, he's cramping, he's not going in. And Stefanik goes in, and, like, yeah, no, I'm going to trust him on here. And
do you think he knew it was, let's say he did, like, he knew that he was hurt. Do you think he knew that it was that bad?
No. He's fucking Booby Miles. Like, I could play. You know what I mean? Like, I could play. I don't know. I'm going to go with he's got that Booby Miles attitude. And for those of you that don't know, Friday Night Lights hurt his knee, and then he rehabbed, got a little better. You know, and athletes, if you
could play, MRI fix my knee.
If you've ever played sports, you know that feeling of, like, you're hurt, but you're like, I can play. And with the UCL, it's just kind of like, I don't know, it's dangerous waters, and it's a year and a half of rehab, and it's who knows how long he's going to get back to the mound.
Especially if he gets the TJ.
TJ or not on the arm, you're still getting a top three hitter in baseball. You know what I mean? Like,
do you think he would be happy with just being a fucking DH for the rest of his career?
I mean, he's
going
to have to pick one eventually, and that's been the topic of conversation. That's been, like, the elephant in the room for, like, how long? People saying, how long can he do both? Like, that's true. And I think now we're showing it, and if the answer was 8 years 2 days ago, the answer is, like, 5 years now. Like, there's some time that's been cut off. And maybe, who knows, he hates rehab or he hates doing this and doesn't like doing this, just wants to hit. Like, I don't think people would be mad at that. He would be by far the highest paid DH. But yeah, I don't think it's crazy to say that he was looking forward to cashing in as a two-way player. And it just so happens that it's his contract's up around this time and his UCL's out, and, like, our team. Do I think someone's still going to pay him as a two-way player? Like, I'm like 50-50.
Like, I think he's making $430 million?
See, that's a very specific number.
Well, I mean, Trout got what, 437, so I'm saying,
yeah,
like,
over 12 years. I don't know if he even accepts that. Like, that's not even a good deal for him.
What was the evaluation? It was like seven, 87. The evaluation that Shohei has right now?
As a pitcher and a hitter, started as a 6.
Oh, the ESPN one?
Yeah, the ESPN.
What are you
one
looking
talking
for?
About?
That was like,
you're
seven,
fucking,
that was 7 something.
Looking for
it was
the
like
fucking
7, 8
Da Vinci
something,
code?
Think,
like, what are you
12.
Looking for?
I'm not. I'm looking for all this like, I'm.
What are you looking for? I'm not. I'm looking, like.
No, I'm saying, like, I'm just looking at all the shit that says, like, he knew. And then he, like, that he knew. And then it's, like, allegedly the team knew. And then
he's come from a different club.
He's already had Tommy John before. Like, okay.
Are we shocked how many times he's been hurt in the lineup the next day? Like, this guy's not the one to say no.
But I also think that's contradictory to your theory about him not being valued the same if he's already gotten Tommy John and came back to be this guy.
Yeah, but are you going to pay for something that you're going to get in 2 years?
You. Yeah.
You're going to do that?
Well, you're paying to get the top
three
hitter in baseball.
Okay, buy the iPhone 17, dude.
Yeah.
Make your payments start tonight.
Okay, hey, put this $100 deposit on a Tesla and you'll get
100
one
every month.
3 years. Okay, that's fine.
But you're not going to lowball him right now.
But you'll get the Tesla in 3 months, though.
You're not going to lowball him right now. He's getting the front. Like, he's getting paid.
I know he's getting paid.
No firm. No Afterpay, no pay in four, no credit cards.
You put him on
you're
layaway.
Paying. You're not putting Ohtani on layaway.
Shohei away.
You're not doing Shohei away.
You are.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of tired of talking about it because it's like he's going to get paid.
You know what's crazy?
And now it's just what number?
We're tired of talking about it, and then somehow things come up to talk about, like, regarding him.
I know, but I just think there's too much familiarity. He already did this once, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So why would you go anywhere else and try to repeat this process somewhere else?
I agree. I think it gives us a better chance.
Somebody said that on fucking AM 830, and I was listening.
That's
Chad from Indiana. hey, he already did this with the training staff once. Why doesn't he just stay and do it again? I feel good about him staying here. And I was like, hey, brother, me too.
Wait, good but enough. Also, he's already done this with the training staff that's let him down already?
No, I mean, come on, dude.
Don't you fucking act like fucking Renhifo burner right
investigate
now.
Maui.
Coming from two people who have torn ligaments, thank you. We know, dude.
Yeah, you guys are both never going to be the same.
The trainers, like, you can't blame the trainers. Like, I hate when people blame the trainers, but, like, I get it. I mean, I started that wave, so I feel like Dr. Frankenstein right now.
You didn't start the wave.
I did start the wave of investigate athletic trainers.
So then how are you saying you can't blame them?
Okay, for a Rendon foul ball off the shin, I'm not going to blame the trainer. No. I had someone tell me, like, oh, you tore your ACL.
Rendon's a bitch at this point.
You tore your ACL because, oh, you should probably eat more greens.
That's a good point. You
that's
never
the
eat,
stupidest fucking
you never
point.
Eat spinach.
I don't know if that's accurate.
See what I'm saying? Like, this is the guy we're dealing with right now.
The food that we ate today, you had none of the greens.
You had none of the greens. I did.
I'm strong,
Chipotle
boy.
Made me shit green.
So it's like that's when you tore your Achilles, people were like, oh, it's because you don't
eat
enough tomato.
And I was like, yeah, I should probably lose some weight. I
mean, and then 5 years later, Max says the same thing. You don't get snacks at the stadium?
Now my Achilles, my other one's going to fucking rip on the way downstairs.
I'm saying, Trout breaking his hand. You're going to blame the trainer? For what? Not taping him up good enough? Like, he doesn't even wear tape.
How many snacks are we going to have to buy to pay for Shohei's new contract?
Zach Fuck. Neto? Where are you going to blame the trainers for Zach Neto?
How many
tweaked his back?
Fucking
like,
helmets of nachos?
Well, yeah, you can train them. You can blame them for not
proactively,
putting,
like,
not putting
I guess.
Them in the right place. Like, these guys, the trainers are probably saying, yeah, just fucking take it easy here, this and that, instead of like.
I don't think any other fan base blames their trainers the way we do.
Bro, I don't think, how deep are you?
I don't
into
think any
this
other
shit?
Fan base deals with the kind of shit we deal with our stars.
Sure, but like Urshela, broken hip running down the line, you're going to blame the trainer?
No, okay, no. But Mike
Trout. Teach hip exercises before you even know he's going to break
Mike
his
Trout
hip.
Signs a 12-year contract and he ends the season on the IL like four out of the next 5 years. Like,
I'll be honest, the calf was fishy. I've said that. The calf was sus, and then the hand, I mean, the hand is pretty fucking straightforward. The thumb was straightforward.
Okay, but the hand?
I forget what else he had, a wrist
how
maybe?
How stupid? 7 weeks off, and then he doesn't do a rehab assignment, comes back, and then just the next day, see you later?
Dude, he's pushing for, like, it's literally, like, every game, I know we say it all the time, they're hoping for a run. And it was very evident in one day they lost two games. He's like, yeah, we're not going on a run. Like, but at what point do you say, hey, so what point do you fucking bite the bullet and pay the gold mobile wager, man?
Yesterday, the fucking dream died.
When the fuck do you just be like, all right, we're cooked?
The dream died yesterday.
What I'm saying.
Officially, the dream died.
I think it died in San Diego over 4th of July.
Damn.
That's when we got stabbed.
When he broke his hand.
And we bled out in the Seattle series.
That was also because
that Seattle series was rough.
But Seattle series was like the worst thing
that
happened.
Yeah, that was the worst.
The San Diego series was bad because the Padres were like in a fucking downward spiral and they just got right against us. Or like not got right, but like they made us look like bitches.
I blame my sister. She was out one of those games.
Huh?
Said I blame my sister. She was out one of those games.
We can blame her for a lot more shit.
That's true. Yeah, it was tough. I don't know. I think all these fucking getting swept by Cincy just now is just the fucking cherry on top.
Mm.
That was pretty rough to fucking watch.
I feel nothing.
I feel nothing. I'm ready to be hurt again.
I legitimately feel nothing. Like, none of these games matter.
Ask me next April.
I feel guilty fucking tweeting home runs right now because they don't even fucking matter. If the Angels have a lead, you know they're going to blow it.
Yeah, I mean, we're out though, right?
We're not mathematically, but basically.
But basically, yeah. What are we going to go on a fucking 33-game run?
No bullshit. That's
literally what we do.
We have to win like 35 out of 45. Like, no bullshit.
We don't have that much. There's 33 games left. Nope.
There's a whole month left, buddy.
All right, for sure. Either way, wild.
A lot of opportunity for you to go to the stadium.
I'm good. I think I went. I definitely went the most this year than I have
really
past seasons. In the past
I'll
five
be honest,
seasons,
I've been to six games. I don't think we've won one.
That sucks. I've been to a
few.
Yeah,
we won the Yankee one.
The Yankee sweep. Oh, yeah. The Cubbies sweep.
Oh, Cubs sweep was so cool.
That was fucking pretty fun. That was
Oh, you're so mad.
Weren't we all there for that?
I didn't go, but yeah.
Oh, that okay. So me and Carl were there for Cubs sweep.
The Cubs sweep. They look incompetent, and now they're just a playoff team.
Yeah.
What would you rather? I mean, obviously everyone's gonna say the Cubs, but like. I don't know. I'd rather start hot.
And collapse this way?
I'd rather be the Rays.
I'd rather be the Mariners.
Would you rather be the Rays or the Cubs?
I'd rather be the Mariners. All hope is lost, and you go on a fucking 14-game run? After selling your closer?
That is crazy, yeah.
Could you imagine if we traded Ohtani and then this happened?
Fuck.
That would be warranted.
Nobody's going to
say. Would you say anything? Like, would you be like, oh, gotcha?
If we trade Ohtani and then he gets fucking UCL cooked?
What do you think for these next three home games, what attendance is going to be? I'm thinking sub 4,000.
14,000.
13 people.
Might be. I don't think we're it's going to be like that USC Long Beach game that we went to.
Oh my God.
That's what literally what it's going
to
be like.
Yep, I agree. USC this week, guys. Number one place to get your tickets. Go to Game Time. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have fucking sponsors, dude. Suck my dick.
Suck my dick.
We did CJ Wilson. Oh, Benji Gill liked a tweet about Rendon. They're like, Mike Moustakas has done more for this team in 8 weeks than Rendon has in 8 months or some shit.
Yeah.
And Benji Gill liked it.
You're not wrong.
Bro, that's kind of when it's like, so... As a Lions fan, Jameson Williams liked a tweet with Lamar Jackson in a fucking
Trayvon Diggs is
in a Lions uniform.
Yikes!
And so people are like, "Oh my God, he's saying fuck Goff." Like, no, he's not. He's just saying that'd be cool. Like,
he's saying fuck Goff.
So Benji Gill is probably saying, "Hey, it would be cool if Rendon wasn't a piece of shit." Like,
how much money do we have on the fucking the IR right now?
IL, you have to be politically correct.
My bad.
There's a lot.
Well, yeah, that was pretty bad, dude.
Oh, no.
It's gotten to the point where even the fans, like the slappiest of slappies on Twitter, they're like, okay, all we have to do is win 15.
We could do it, 15 guys.
Of the next 17.
Who's the sloppiest.
And then we're going to go fucking, we go for a run, and then we get Trout and Ohapi and Rendon back maybe. Now even they're like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, season's good.
I saw one guy flip. Before the doubleheader was like, we got this, guys, one game at a time. And then by the end of the doubleheader, he's like, we need a lottery pick.
I feel that.
Bro, but even baseball, like, having the number one pick, number two, number three, it's like, doesn't really mean shit. Especially for us that historically can't develop fucking players.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can justify.
Well, we won't need to if we keep fucking drafting guys that are going to play in 2 weeks.
Yeah, then they're going to botch ground balls and say everyone would do that. Also,
your boy.
Nolan, would it kill you to have a little bit of swag?
Stop with the swag, bro. Win a fucking game. I don't give a fuck what kind of swag
I'd rather you look cool and botch that ground ball than look like you're from MLB The Show. Fucking.
Yeah, I'd rather you have eye black and lose than
fucking Joe Random.
That's pretty cool.
Instead of Joe Random look from MLB The Show?
You guys are nuts, dude.
Look good, play. Hey, don't fucking start. I know you're a dude with a leg sleeve for sure.
I have a torn ACL, buddy.
That's how you got it.
This guy,
I hurt my shit on the field. How'd you fucking hurt your shit?
Yeah, okay.
This guy posts his fucking Barstool barn burner picture
on
all the time.
Surface, you'll never.
When he's like, he's like, yeah, people forget I was nice. He has this fucking throwing sleeve on his non-throwing arms.
Hey, dude, it's all about the look.
Guy's unbelievable. You know, one time when I played softball, this guy was wearing it on his left arm, and he's, I was like, why are you doing that? He's like, I don't want to cover my tattoos.
And yeah, it's like, the reason we get them, dude.
You wouldn't know.
I'm like, hey, wear it. Get tattoos on the other arm, then.
That's true. That's next up.
What's he doing?
He's chewing on fucking everything. This dog's nuts. All right,
so Benji Gill liked that tweet. That was fucking weird. This team feels like they're going to get in a fight soon. I don't know if it's with each other or against the other team. I really don't know what that would do to the season, but it just feels like that's on the horizon.
With all due respect.
I'm calling it now.
Do you think this team even has any fight? Like
they're going to fight each other.
I'm leaning like they're going to fight against each other. Maybe like Drury's going to say some shit to someone who's not pulling their weight.
Drury does look like a shit talker.
By the way, shout out Drury. He's been awesome. Real quick, just want to run down the free agents that, not the free agents, but the guys that we traded for. Grichik, you're gone. Krohn, gone. Escobar, gone.
That's your boy.
He's gone.
That was Coca-Cola, according to you.
And where's Eugenio Suarez? Thank you.
No, it was it was him and Gio.
I'm saying, where's Eugenio Suarez?
Going to the playoffs.
Thank you.
You were talking about him and Gio, motherfucker. You weren't talking about Suarez.
Before I talked about Escobar, who was I talking about?
Thank you. Eugenio would come to the Angels and strike out four times a game.
That's what you think. Reynaldo Lopez can stay.
Yeah, he's cool.
Giolito, you're gone. Renfro, gone. Moustakas, you can stay. And I'm forgetting someone. Yeah, I mean, if I'm forgetting you, you don't really matter. So I don't. This team, I'm so just
Dominic over Leon, it. Out of here.
It gives a fuck. I'm so over it, and so there's nothing you can have a fucking $2 tickets post game meet and greet every player golf with Mike Trout celebrity thing, and I'll just still be like,
How about? I talked about that, the slap in the face of $27 tickets for Mike Trout's return. I'm like, bro, tickets are $6 on Game Time right now. Why the fuck would I spend
The team would have to pay me $27.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not looking too hot right now, and I wonder if I don't know if an ownership change will help or not, but that's kind of where we're at. I'm kind of sad now.
Yeah, dude, it's tough, but we got football and football.
I just don't know how
we do have football.
We got football coming up.
Basically tomorrow.
We're moving into fucking holiday season. Vibes are high. Well, we're going into vibes.
The vibes are not high, though.
Vibes will be high.
Vibes are so low right now.
I should have reworded that. Vibes are going into being high.
Football vibes, yes. I can't wait.
Sunday vibes.
That's a fun transition because are you a holiday guy? I don't give a fuck about
the holidays. I fucking love the holidays.
Why?
Well, my birthday is fucking in December, so that's probably why. Right before Christmas, but like
full of love, joy.
I gave this speech when I was fucking Coach Ray back in the day.
My God.
I said that football season is holiday season, and I almost meant it just like they literally just go at the same time. But one of the kids, like, that resonated with him, basically saying that football season is like a whole holiday the whole season, and he's not fucking wrong. Football season is the best time of the year.
Yeah, until your team, until it's week 7 and your team's fucking 2-5.
It doesn't even matter at one point. Like, once you start taking L's, I get that, and it fucking blows, but, like, you're still stoked to watch games on Sunday.
I'm not stoked to watch these Angels games, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not fucking turning on these games. Like, I texted you guys on, what was it, fucking yesterday? Where I was like, hey, what's today? Today's Thursday. Oh, it was yesterday. I said, six, second pitch, home run. And now I was like, yeah, I'm not watching this anymore.
I wasn't watching. Like,
yeah. I turned it on, and I was like, yeah, I'm out. And then switch it to
I'll watch it if there's literally nothing else going on. And that's when I'll pay attention. But if there's something else going on, it's like, it doesn't take much to squirrel. Like, I'm watching something else.
I started watching 13 Reasons Why instead of watching the Angel Game.
That's a solid show. That should have fucked you up, though.
Yeah, that shit is kind of weird.
Do you guys ever get into Euphoria?
I watched that show.
That's one show I couldn't. I was like, fuck, this is making me feel real uncomfortable.
Okay, you couldn't get into Euphoria.
You're full of shit, dude.
I swear to God.
Okay.
I swear to God. I think I watched maybe like the first three episodes.
Yeah, why? Why didn't you like Sydney Sweeney's fucking?
I was like,
crack.
What the fuck? These kids are nuts. And then I changed it. I was also smoking for sure.
You didn't like Alexa Demi's 35 portraying a 17-year-old?
I definitely saw that scene for
She's
35. Sure.
She's 33.
Would.
Well, yeah, hope so.
No, I couldn't watch that show.
I can't wait till it's football season and there's games going on and your fantasy team's winning and then someone will be like, hey, the Angels are up 7-0. And I could be like, I don't give a fuck.
Since this is
literally don't care.
I've been telling you guys about this fear that I have since my team opens up the NFL season. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm scared that we're going to get
gonna
clapped.
Win. Beautiful thing.
You're going to win. No, you're never going to shut
up. I've been saying, I'm scared we're going to get clapped and the Angels get clapped the same day.
And that's
it. Doesn't even matter anymore if the Angels get clapped. Like,
yeah, fuck them.
That literally is, that's where I'm at with this team.
Bro, you're going to win. You're never going
to
shut up.
You're so full of shit, dude.
You're going to stick to your guns about
I'm
not
even
anything
joking.
For...
Like, I legitimately think you guys are going to win. You're just never going to shut up about it.
I'm the least never shut up fan that you know.
That's funny. I made rankings about that.
What is it?
Rankings when your team wins versus when your team loses.
Cool. Where are they?
How loud you are. When.
Cool.
So loudest when team wins. Ed, Carl, Brian Legassi, Meatheads, Ray, Greg, me, Kush, D.
Didn't even know I voted on that.
Quiet. You didn't vote. I just made this up in my head.
It wasn't a vote. This is just a stupid, objectively.
Dictatorship.
This is objectively
stupid. Hey, dude,
stupid,
relax.
Fucking, flush it down the toilet and take your dog with it, dude.
Quietest when team loses. So this is when your team loses, you don't say a word. Ed, Brian, Meat, Ray, Greg, Carl, D, me, Kush.
Stop putting Kush at the bottom twice, bro. Shut the fuck up. He's the worst fucking fan on earth.
He's the same when they
shut
win.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
Him and I are the same when we win.
Delete the last fucking 3 minutes of this shit,
When we win.
It's so fucking stupid. Yeah, you said fuck a kid so that you're quietest.
Whoa. Good Lord. What are we talking about right now?
The Super Bowl, fuck that
what
kid.
What
the
fuck? Super Bowl is different rules than week 7, buddy.
Fuck off, dude.
Okay? When you lose the Super Bowl, you tell me how you react, and then I'll listen. Yeah, man. Humble and victory. Humble and defeat.
For sure.
So I can't think of a less humble person.
Me? When we win, I don't even pay attention to football till the playoffs.
Bro, you've been good for 2 years. Relax.
That's what I'm saying. There was years where I had to watch week one. I don't have to watch week one this week. We could lose 30-0. It wouldn't matter.
Bro, you're so full of shit.
It wouldn't matter.
When you get fucking...
Is Mike going around? I don't know.
When you get massaged by Deshaun Watson week one, it's a wrap.
That would be fucking wild.
Deshaun Watson? And who's he? Fucking coaching football kid Sandusky?
You're playing the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Didn't mean to go there with you. Sorry. Yeah, they're only +2.5, so I'm a little rattled.
That is wild.
That's a Browns money line bet, right?
Browns are going to crush you guys, with all due respect. But
I'm good on their team.
But I'm the loudest and quietest and whatever.
When the Lions win, you are the loudest.
That's not true.
You're what? The only person in our group chat.
When have they won?
Like, when they win, Carl makes a video with the Cartiers. He's like, for all the dogs that didn't think we was going to do it.
Hey, dude, when they're 0-12 and they get their first win.
It's pretty sick.
When the Vikings are fucking, tripping? You're full of shit. It's only specific teams. It's the Vikings.
I think it's literally every.
Just when you beat the Vikings?
The Vikings or the Bears. That's it.
I think it's
Kirk Cousins has fans this season.
We kept the fucking Packers out of the playoffs last year. I didn't say a fucking wild. Peep.
You didn't make a video?
Wild.
I didn't fucking say a peep. I don't give a fuck about that.
I don't know. I think sure you do give a fuck.
You want me to say,
Mahomes sure is out here that? Pretending to be hurt. Mahomes pretending to be hurt and limped through the fucking finish line. Fuck him. Fuck Jackson Mahomes, too.
He's the opposite of Rendon. Well, that's what you did hurt. Last year. He's not even hurt, and he's acting
exactly.
Hurt.
And watching all these like documentaries that have been coming out the last couple months,
I can't even fathom the noises that are coming from this guy.
Shut up,
it's insane.
This fuck.
Bring your kid. It's see absurd. How that goes.
No, but like,
you'll be quieter than him.
Good.
I remember, like, I forgot about the whole the Eagles are gonna win it last year because Mahomes, like, just
I'm so
fucking put on a show about how hurt he was in the game, and we're like, that's it. Like, they're gonna fucking win. Like, the Kansas City's out.
He wasn't hurt.
And he wasn't hurt. I mean, like, he might have been hurt,
said
but, like,
you heard him? You
I
heard
don't
him?
Think he was, like, you that heard hurt.
He wasn't hurt at all. He had the shock on that Jacksonville game where you're like, ooh, almost got tripped up, and then he just milked it. So even if he would have lost, he would have been like, oh, yeah, because of my ankle. He was jumping off the fucking podium. He jumped off the fucking stage.
Wild.
Yeah, that was
you have a sore ankle, you're jumping off the stage? Get the fuck out of here.
That was two weeks after.
Buddy. So then, why is he limping in the Super Bowl?
High ankle sprain was like the gnarliest one.
Because you never reactivated something.
You're right, Carl. Doctor Carl. My bad.
Either way, it pissed me off.
The guy gets one intrusive surgery and turns
it. It goes from a fucking high ankle sprain to he's playing hopscotch, leaving the podium.
We have another one. Okay, bud. 20 weeks until we're gonna repeat, or not repeat, but live that moment again with two other teams. Do you think it's two other teams? Do you think they're making it to the Super Bowl again?
Who?
The Chiefs. I was saying because
I don't see one.
Season starts in 2 weeks, and then.
So I don't see why not.
18-week season? 17-week season?
Road's going to be a little tougher.
I don't think so. I mean, yeah, the Jets, but.
Offensive line's a question. I mean, Andy Reid's going to find a way, but.
This Jets team is going to look fucking insane.
Yeah, I really hope they're good. That's crazy. They're getting a lot of hype.
I'm not sold on them.
Really?
Well, not at all.
Have you been watching Hard Knocks?
Do you want them to be good?
I'm indifferent. Like, it doesn't affect me one way or the other.
There's some teams that sucked long enough that you're like, I kind of want them to be good.
Jets, I want them to be good.
The Jets were bad, like.
I want to go watch them.
5 years ago. Like, the Jets have been bad for like 8 years. That's it. Mark Sanchez was what? 2013?
The dude, fucking 2006? You fucking psycho.
Mark Sanchez?
No, I wasn't 2006. That,
when they were going to the AFC Championship, I was like, oh,
are you on meth?
That was not 13.
When Reggie Bush was winning the Heisman? No,
yeah,
it fucking
I was
wasn't.
Say, what the
Mark
fuck?
Sanchez played after Reggie Bush, you 2 years dumb after fuck.
Him. So I was 11.
You're a fucking clown,
one
dude.
1 year after him.
This guy 11. Fucking said.
No, 2 years.
You got charged me for fucking football talk now.
So correct 11. Me if I'm wrong, and I think. Even though I think I'm the biggest
when did
USC
the Jets go
here,
to AFC Championship? Because
it was Palmer, either it was Palmer, Liner, Booty, or it was Palmer, Booty, Liner. I think it
you're
was
you're
Palmer, Liner, and John David Booty.
Barkley. And then, no, and then no. Mark Sanchez.
Then it was Sanchez, then it was Barkley.
And then Barkley.
Then it was Darnold.
It was Max Brown.
Whatever happened to John David Booty, dude? I haven't heard that name in a super long time.
I think
he's
the
offensive coordinator.
He went to the Vikings.
He did go to the Vikings, that's
isn't
right.
He the offensive coordinator?
Is he OC?
Or some shit? He's doing some shit.
Not right now.
I remember Booty was a funny last name to have.
All right, what year did they go to the AFC Championship?
I mean, it's still a funny last
these
name.
These lists of these funny-ass fucking names of kids in college this
what year did
college
they go to the AFC Championship?
Bro.
I'm sorry?
What year?
Who are we talking about? The Jets?
Yeah.
Either, bro, you can't fucking argue that the Jets have been an ass team for a super long time. They haven't won
the
Super Bowl
in 50
years. Oh,
they went to the AFC Championship in 2011. Like,
it's
yeah,
been
okay.
50 years.
Thanks, Carl.
51 years or whatever. So
2010.
AFC Championships.
It's been almost 15 fucking years, dude.
It's going to be, I want to see them win. I'm watching Hard Knocks.
The Bengals
like
just
the
went
game,
last
the
year. If
that
they don't go
together,
for the next 12 years, I'm...
No, but then didn't the Jets go with Geno too?
To the playoffs?
Yeah, they didn't.
I think their last playoff game was against the Bengals and they beat them.
Nice. Bengals suck.
Yeah, you open the season against Sam Darnold and you guys beat the shit out of him.
They have a sick-ass DN I just watched.
No, you guys lost.
Yeah, we got fucking smoked.
Fair his fucking name. But I think he's out of Iowa State.
Jermaine Johnson?
There you, is it Jermaine
Johnson?
No,
McDonald?
No. Yeah, McDonald.
McDonald, there you go. That
yeah, I'm
fucking
so fucking smart.
Nice.
I know ball, but yeah,
you
want to
stroke him?
Shit.
The fuck did I do?
Just kidding.
Yeah, why are you attacking Ray?
Jesus.
Because you guys both pissed me
talking
off.
Talking about ball.
What did I do?
Mark Sanchez, touchdown to interception ratio, 86 to 89.
Nice. Carl, how do we pay you for this football talk?
Mission Viejo, fuck.
You can pay me by visiting Baseball Doesn't Exist on Twitter.
Why do you got to bring him into it? He's a nice guy.
Because he did a tweet about Shohei today.
The Drake curse?
Yeah.
Speaking of fucking Drake.
That is a curse, bro.
Drake. Shout out for all the dogs, bro. I've been pumped since like fucking 6 o'clock.
But he's been saying this for like 3 weeks.
But
now.
I know, but
that's on
when
you.
When Billboard posted, you're like, all right, cool. Like they're the end all be all. Like that's where his fucking ranking is gonna
come
from.
What if Billboard was like
Billboard? Hey, he's a fucking comedian.
No, what if Billboard was like, hey Drake,
dude, we know that
Drake's dropping tonight.
Oh, dude, this is so depressing. Why can't this shit come out?
You didn't read the fine print. It said per Billboard. It was actually per Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even say it.
What if Bill Burr said, hey, Shohei's re-signing with the Angels?
I believe him,
Taylor
dude.
Swift is number one on the charts. All over the place. On America's Bill Burr.
Bill Burr top 100.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. So stupid.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't think.
Angels baseball, though. Yeah.
You guys want to give.
Baseball, though. Woo!
You guys want to give your NFL quick little NFL predictions?
No.
And then we could be done.
Mine?
What kind of predictions are we talking?
Division winners, Super Bowl matchup.
Already got the NFC South, baby.
Should I send it to you? Did I send it to you already? What? Can you open that gate for him? I think he wants to go in his crate. I don't know why. Let's wrap up.
Wrapping up here?
Let's wrap up. It's midnight. I want to go to bed.
Yeah, me too.
This is a little late.
So,
put this dog in his cage.
Don't close it. Just leave it open.
Okay.
Basically, I just said that to say that I don't think the Jets are going to make the playoffs.
All right, Angels fans. Thank you for listening. I know there's no other pod where you can get this kind of conversation.
Did I just get muted?
Shohei UCL. Benji Gill liking tweets. Mike Trout done for the year, I think.
Cooked.
88 games back of 500. Who the fuck knows? It's evil. It's football season, baby.
Let's go.
USC Saturday. I'm laying them minus 30.5. And then Notre Dame, I'm laying them minus 20.5. And then Ohio, the Ohio Bobcats.
Oh, but I'm the guy.
Plus 2.5.
Maction, though.
They're playing San Diego State. San Diego State is bitch made.
That's true.
So,
you're taking SC to cover?
Fuck yeah. They're going to be up 28-0 in the first quarter.
Fucking trick bet, dude. I'm telling you. What kind of
vibes is this guy?
That's crazy.
Trying to fucking tell you, dude.
Oh, they might not win.
Shit every year, they give him a crazy fucking spread.
That's Ray Torres. The RJTIV, I think.
No, the Ray Torres.
Bro, they had 3
whatever, dude.
Last year. They covered so easy.
I'm telling you.
And then Carlos Cervantes, 15, the number one Halo honk. Roger Lodge, super fan. I'm Max here, Jordan 1. We'll catch you guys.
We'll see you guys.